out, madam, you see before you stand. Hey ho, never be still, the old original favorite grand. Grasshopper's greener berry and band, and the tune they play is an ask and buy. So the trip to even ho, up, down, to and fro, you have no word. Please leave us here, close our eyes to the octopus ride.
Isn't it good to be lost in the wood?
Sid Barrett wrapping up that short set of music as we are approaching the top of the hour with Octopus. Before the Sid Barrett, the Toadies went back to an album they put out called Heretics, where they re-envisioned a lot of their songs. So I played their big hit from the 90s, Possum Dixon. Possum Dixon, that's another band, Possum Kingdom, the name of the song I played for you. Hey, you know what? I do need to remind you of one thing and one thing only. That's each and every Thursday. You can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for Quartz in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. Again, it's Thursdays at 8, and it re-airs on Monday afternoon. Monday afternoon. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, and my name is Paul, and I appreciate you listening. As always, you're thinking, hey, there's a song I want to hear on a future show. Well, you know what you have to do. There's only one thing you have to do. You have to email me. So if you email me, I might play it. Yeah, so the email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Indeed, that is the email address.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Hello, and welcome to the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve. Please do stick around for all kinds of great music coming your way. In this next hour, we're going to hear from the legendary Charlie Patton, recording back in the late 1920s and early 30s. We're going to hear from two masters of the 12-string guitar, both Lead Belly and Big Bill Brunzi, with some fine old blues as well. Plus, Jimmy Witherspoon giving us some jazzy blues crossover music from 1962. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off with Albert Collins, recording for the Imperial record label, 1969. This is a medley of two songs called Baby, What You Want Me to Do, and Rock Me Baby, from Albert Collins on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.speckbrothers.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Oh, what a fine instrumental right there from Albert King. That's entitled Overall Junction, recorded 1966, and on a Rhino collection called the Ultimate Albert King. Indeed, and we also heard from Guitar Junior from a disc called I Want to Groove With You, and I'm Leaving Chicago from Guitar Junior. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Jimmy Dawkins from his release Fast Fingers, recorded 1969. This is I'm Good for Nothing from Jimmy Dawkins on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
I'm gonna move away on the outskirts of town. I've gotta move way out on the outskirts of town. Cause I don't want nobody always hanging around. I'm gonna tell you, baby, gonna move away from here. I don't want no ice man or a bar Frigidaire when we move way out on the outskirts of town. Cause I don't want nobody always hanging around. Funny, honey, funny as can be. But if we have any little spoons, they better all look like me. That's why I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. Cause I don't want nobody always hanging around.
I'm gonna pack my clothes and kids play. I'm gonna pack my clothes and leave this place. I'm tired of being cheated this way. Mama, that told me love will cause death.
by J.B. Lenore. And Leaving Here, recorded in 1966 and on a disc called Vietnam Blues, which contains several other tracks commenting on the conflict at the time. Before J.B. Lenore, we heard from Jimmy Witherspoon and his particular kind of jazzy, bluesy sound from the album called Roots from 1962. That's I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town. Jimmy Witherspoon here on the Deep Blues Hour. Up next, let's hear from Wynonie Harris from a proper record called Good Rockin' Tonight. This is Your Money Don't Mean a Thing. Wynonie Harris on the Deep Blues Hour.
She don't know how to make love to me. Oh, got me a woman, and she don't know how to make love to me. Yes, but if I told her how I like it, she'd quit me like a bee would quit a tree.
Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
No, I can't do without my kitchen man. frankfurters, spicy and sweet. And how I love the way he cooks that young pig meat. I can't do without my kitchen man. Ah, how that boy, he can open clams, and only he can cure my hams. No, I can't do without my kitchen man.
Satisfied, recorded 1935 by the young Big Bill Brunzi, right there. That's on a Yazoo record of his early recordings. All right, before Big Bill Brunzi, we heard from Angela Brown performing live at the second Burnley National Blues Festival. That was Kitchen Man from Angela Brown. Up next, let's hear from Sleepy John Estes from West Tennessee, up near Brownsville in Jackson, Tennessee. But here he is performing live in Japan with one of his neighbors and buddies, Hammy Nixon. From 1974, this is Tin Pan Alley from Sleepy John Estes on the Deep Blues Hour.
Tin Pan Alley.
Tin Pan.
Thank you.
take me to the bed. Rock the place in town. Start a cool sun soon. The sun go. Oh, tell me. What kind of place could that be? Yeah, I love that it away from me. I need my baby, she can't be found. Get up every morning, she chin-pain out of my hotel. What kind of place could that be? Every woman I Lord, that it takes away from me. Timmy and Allen, rubber fleas in town. Got a cool shot soon, then sun go down. Oh, tell me, what kind of place could the alley be? Yeah, I love that it takes away from me. Get out of bed, mom, can't be found. Looking for my baby, she's pimping out of bounds. Oh, tell me, what kind of place could the alley be? Every woman I love, the alley takes away from me. When I need my baby, can't be found. Get up there in the morning, see Champagne Alabama. Oh, tell me, what kind of place could Alley be? Every woman I yeah, every morning can't be found. Waiting for my baby, Champagne Alabama. Oh, tell me, what kind of place could be Alley be? Every woman, Lord, the Alley take away from me. Thank you.
WRCT in sound from way out.
She didn't want it, but she married him in a hump. But money that they had, and she thought she got every dollar they had, but she was mistaken. But she got him pretty well bent. He sat him with his head hung down. She walked by and she said, "Dad, what's the matter with you?" He looked out and heard what he said to her. And she sat down here wondering with her, a matchbox, oh, my clothes. Sit down, you're wondering with a matchbox, oh my clothes. Sit down, you're wondering with a matchbox, oh my clothes. She asked him, said, "Papa, said, what's the matter with you?" "I don't want to be bothered with no suitcase on my road. I don't want to be bothered with no suitcase on. I don't want to be bothered with no suitcase on." He said, "I'm going to see my friend and see what he's doing, his wife packing up a trunk." "Oh, what would you do when your baby packing up a trunk? What would you do when your baby packing up a trunk? Oh, what would you do when your baby packing up a trunk?" He looked at him and he already told him, "Get you have a gallon of whiskey and get on you a big drum. Get you have a gallon of whiskey and get on you a big drum. Get you have a gallon of whiskey and get on you." Said, "Dawg," said, "go play the piano piece for me, little Pete." Little girl jumped down and come and said, "Play the piano."
Mama, you look nice to me. I can't love you, baby, can't you see? Cause your legs too little. Yes, your legs too little. Legs too little for you to talk. Baby, talk to me. I got a big-legged woman, 27 in the waist. You ought to know you can't take her place. Cause your legs so little. Yes, your legs too little. Legs too little for you to talk. Baby, talk to me. Woman, she's my angel child. She look better crying you do when you smile. Cause your legs so little. Yes, your legs too little. Legs too little for you to talk. Baby, talk to me. Thank you.
assured me you would give me a break, and you would give me everything you make. But your leg's so little, yes, your leg's too little. Leg's too little for you to talk, baby, talk to me.
Recording made by B.K. Turner of Texas, also known as the Black Ace, from 1960, and Your Leg's Too Little. That's from the Arhuli release called I'm the Boss Card in Your Hand. Excellent, excellent guitar playing, acoustic guitar there from the Black Ace on that whole record. Ought to check it out. Plus, we also heard from the legendary Leadbelly, a.k.a. Huddy Leadbetter, and that was Pack and Trunk from the Columbia Legacy release called King of the 12-String Guitar, there from Leadbelly. All right, next we're going to hear from Skip James from an album called She Lion from 1964. This is Broke and Hungry from Skip James on the Deep Blues Hour.
They don't care of one day, still no kerosene one day, still no kerosene one day, and my dime is all I have. I'm broke and I ain't got a dime. I'm broke and I ain't got a dime. I'm broke and I ain't got a dime. But every man gets in a hard luck sometimes. Oh, mama, don't you treat your daughter mean. Mama, don't you treat her mean. Mama, don't you treat your daughter mean. You're the meanest woman I most ever seen. I bought that morning you. I bought me that morning you. I bought me that morning you. And I bought me a cigar tea. One dime was all I had. One dime was all I had. One time is all I had. You know that left me all feeling mighty bad. I'm broke and I ain't got a dime. I'm broke and I ain't got a dime. I'm broke and I ain't got a dime. But everybody gets in a hard luck sometimes.
I'm
hard to leave this earth. It may be like 27 high water, quiet yet won't wait. Oh, I've had a notion, Lord, I believe I will. I shall. I'm gonna go across the river, stop at Dago Hill.
Instrumental there from Steve James entitled Variations on the Saturday Night Rub. That's from his release called Two Track Mind, there from Steve James. Plus Charlie Patton from his complete recordings made in the 1920s and 30s. That was Love My Stuff from Charlie Patton. We've got time for a couple more tunes here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to hear from Otis Grand and a tune called Ham. But first, this is Mance Lipcomb from his disc, Captain Captain, and Rag in A from Mance Lipcomb on the Deep Blues Hour.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Video Cookout, Wednesday, October 20th at 4 p.m. Pacific. Find out more at waywardradio.org/events. Hope to see you there.
You're listening to Away With Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. The Old English word galan means to call or to sing enchantments. And you don't see that root in very many English words. There's some really, really old words like galder, which is a charm or incantation. But there is a familiar word that you'll see it in, and that word is nightingale. It's a bird noted for the melodious song, which is heard at night as well as during the day. It's literally a night singer from Old English galan, meaning to call or sing enchantments. And I was reminded of this in a tweet by writer Robert McFarlane, who mentioned the etymology and described the nightingale as, quote, a tiny bird of exquisite voice, the sound of hope in the dark. Isn't that lovely?
It is lovely, and it's better than I usually expect on Twitter.
Right? Yeah.
But I think Twitter gives you back what you cultivate, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does.
You follow the right people, you get beauty like that.
Yeah.
Give us that quote again.
A tiny bird of exquisite voice, the sound of hope in the dark.
Oh, that is very good.
Isn't that nice?
And they are. They're lovely little things. If you've never seen a picture, look them up on the internet. They're just gorgeous little things.
Yeah, and I just love the idea of them singing through the night.
This show's about language and everything related to it. Boy, you can call us about slang, new words, grammar, a dispute you had about how to write a PowerPoint slide at work. 877-929-9673. Email words at waywardradio.org. Or share your musings on Twitter with us at WAYWORD. Hello, you have a way with words.
Hey, this is Cherie calling from Bernie, Texas.
Hi, Cherie. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Cherie.
Well, thank you. Hey, Martha. Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here. I've got a question for you that a quote or a phrase that my mother used to say. She lived with me for the last 15 years of her life, and she was an excellent cook, and she would volunteer to make dinner several nights a week. Well, towards the end of the week, when there would be a number of leftovers in the fridge, she would pull them out and say, "We're having a Duke's mixture." And I've never heard that expression, and quite frankly, I didn't really ever think about it until recently. She's been gone almost 6 years, and I was just thinking about her the other day, and I had to laugh about Duke's mixture, so I thought, you guys might know where that came from.
Did she use it specifically for food, or did she ever use it in any other kind of situation?
No, only when she was pulling leftovers out, and a lot of different leftovers.
Well, there's a really interesting history for the term Duke's mixture. The original Duke's mixture was a kind of tobacco. It was a kind of loose tobacco that came in a little white bag with a drawstring.
Uh-huh.
And it was odds and ends, sort of like the leftovers that you were talking about. But it was just odds and ends of tobacco. It wasn't very very high-grade tobacco. And it was a product where you would roll your own from this Duke's mixture. And it came from the Duke family's tobacco company. This is the same family that eventually gave millions and millions of dollars to Duke University. So they would
name
the university after them. Yeah, yeah. So the original Duke's mixture was produced by this tobacco company in North Carolina. That was in the late 19th century. And by the early 20th century, you see people using the term Duke's mixture, often in quotation marks, to mean a mixture of or conglomeration of things. And later,
okay.
Grant, it's been applied to all different kinds of things, like animals.
Yeah, so the same way we might say Heinz 57 to refer to a mixed breed mutt, people sometimes would use Duke's mixture. Sometimes it's not a favorable saying. You might use it for a confused or messed up situation.
Right.
I've also seen it being used for being dealt a bad hand at card playing. Why, this is a Duke's mixture you've dealt me here, something like that.
Interesting. Well, of course, Mother was a good cook, so it was always